This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I think it was very simple. I was born in the compound of a masjid, which means that's where my parents were living when I was born, a compound of a masjid. My father was an imam, and he's a scholar in his own right. He's done a lot of good work in Zimbabwe. And it was a very simple hand-to-mouth sort of upbringing. I don't come from a wealthy background like we... Alhamdulillah, it's not like we, you know, we didn't have food and that, but we were like limited budget a family, so to speak, and this was in the early stages. I went to a government school, which was obviously Zimbabwe being colonized by the British. Yeah. The schools were very British.
Okay.
And that's the reason why even the English that we speak in Zimbabwe is not too far off from British English.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes some of the Zimbabweans actually have better English than those here.
Hmm.
So subhanAllah, it's just, it was simple. And I was always brought up in a religious home with the deen, with salah, with ibadah. I never had a girlfriend in my life. I've never been to a cinema. Never been to a nightclub, never touched a cigarette, never had, drugs was something that was not even in the picture.
Interesting.
I've had a very, very clean upbringing, alhamdulillah, and I thank Allah for that. My life was mostly with the Quran, mostly with learning, and I used to do both school, secular, as well as doing hifz and then learning the books. And at the same time, I used to go to one of the Arab embassies when I was very, very young to learn Arabic. So I learned it at the age of 4, 5, and 6, the Arabic language. And all the embassy staff's kids used to learn there, and I was put into there by my dad. After that, I completed hifz, and I was learning, I learned a little bit of the other languages. You know, I learned Urdu, Gujarati, quite a few other languages. And then I progressed through primary school. I was a top student most of the time, first, second, or third in the class.
Allahu Akbar.
I can't remember seeing fourth position. And I'm just saying this so that people know. And I was always a very ambitious person. As much as I loved the deen, and I knew I was a hafiz, and I knew that I could mimic very easily, I could actually imitate a lot of the imams of the haram at the time, Abdullah al-Khalifi, Rahmatullahi alayhi, Muhammad al-Sibayil. That was a generation when I was young.
Wow.
And
I've never heard of these people.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Yeah, those were the guys. Abdullah Khayyat is the father of Usama Khayyat. He had beautiful recitation at the way back. And then I remember I was very glued onto my radio at that time. That was the technology. I used to listen to world news all the time, BBC. I even know some of the names of some of the presenters at the time. Some of them are still there. And it was amazing. I used to keep up with whatever's happening across the globe. And even the local news, I used to keep up. I used to, very few friends. I started playing sport, not because I loved it, but because the school, the high school I went to was actually a private college, a private Christian college.
Yeah.
And it was probably at the time the best, if not one of the best in the country, and still is. We had to play rugby, basketball, hockey, tennis, cricket, swimming. I did it all. So I've had that. And then as I grew older, I wanted to become an ophthalmologist. And I was really looking forward to that. And Allah had it such that I ended up pursuing Sharia in Medina Munawwara. So this was all part of the plan of Allah.
Yes.
And I thank Allah for this. But the upbringing was pretty simple. We used to get a pair of new clothes a year, I think, and hand-me-downs most of the time from our older brothers, and the shoes as well. We used to buy a pair for Eid every year, one pair. It was a pretty simple life. And as life progressed, alhamdulillah, things became much easier. Alhamdulillah, we're quite a big family of nine. From us, there are some in the da'wah and some in business, and those in business support those in the da'wah. So many people say, where does Mufti Mink get his money from and so on. I'm not sponsored by anyone. I'm not affiliated to anyone. I don't get money from any government, any organizations. I don't raise money from the public for myself. I don't do any of that. A lot of it is just within our own family, the system and the structure. So a lot of people are quite excited about, how come he's... You know what? Alhamdulillah, we have a position where the da'wah that we do is more so We do have a lot of well wishes right now, but more so sponsored within a very close circle of people, very close. So there's no foreign government involved, no foreign people involved, nothing. Actually, very few. If you've ever seen me, have I ever asked for money for donations for my organization?
Oh, never.
Yet it's a massive organization. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've built 52 masjids and madrasas. We've actually, we have right now more than 2,000 students in total.
Wow.
From those, about 1,000 are full time. And subhanAllah, these are all underprivileged people who don't pay a fee. So everything is taken care of. It's all happening within Zimbabwe.
Amazing.
All underprivileged people who are empowered, and that's what we believe.